we read just now in Psalm 135, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name. And then our responsive reading was in Psalm 107. A little bit long to read all in one day, so we read the first part last week and we read another part today. But there's one particular phrase that is used four times. Four verses, actually, that reads the same. Verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And then verse 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise him for his wonderful works. I think both of you are familiar with a German composer by the name of Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach was born in 1685, died in 1750. But this is what he said about music, and I quote, "All music should have no other end and aim than the glory of God and the soul's refreshment. Where this is not remembered, there is no real music, but only a devilish hubbub." I think some of the modern musicians should take note of those words. All music should have no other end and aim than the glory of God and the soul's refreshment. As Bach, I'm better making sure if you know Johann Sebastian, because there are several others in the Bach family that wrote music, but Johann Sebastian Bach, as he began to write music, at the top of the page, he would write JJ. Jesus Juba. Sorry, he wrote in Latin, not in English. But I understand that it means, Jesus help me. Whenever Bach would write this music, JJ, Jesus help me. And then when he would conclude a piece of music, he wrote SDG, Soli Deo Gratia, glory to God alone, thanks be unto God. That was Bach. No wonder he wrote such beautiful music. Think of his Matthew Passion, Matthias Passion. Is Jesus joy of man's desiring, and many other very well-known pieces of music. Because, as he said, all music should have no other end and aim than the glory of God and the soul's refreshment. Today, on Covenant BC Church's second anniversary Thanksgiving, we must remember to praise the Lord, to give glory to God alone. He deserves all praise. He deserves all glory. And I will actually base my comments more on our responsive reading today and last week than on today's scripture reading. Although it's well to remember there, praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. And the first thing I would like you to note is that we must praise the Lord because He is good. Praise the Lord because He is good. Psalm 107 verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Do you think of David, King David? David was a man of praise. When you look at the Psalms, 150 altogether, at least half of them were written by King David. But as you look at the Psalms, there is so much emphasis on praise. Praise the Lord. David was a man of praise because he had learned of God's goodness. Just to mention three particular incidents in the life of King David. Well, you all know David and Goliath. Such a well-known passage. Goliath, the Philistine, challenging the people of Israel. But everybody was afraid of him. He was a giant. Don't dare to fight against him. But David did. And God gave him the victory. It was a good God who gave David the victory over Goliath. Think too of how King Saul became so jealous because David became more popular than he was. And on a number of occasions he tried to kill David. He threw a spear or a javelin at him. But David was able to duck out of the way. Saul went out with his troops trying to chase and catch David. But God delivered David. It was a good God who protected David from King Saul. And then remember David. He sinned against God, committed adultery with Bathsheba, guilty of the murder of Uriah the Hittite, but was a good God who gave David forgiveness after he committed sin. Psalm 51, a beautiful psalm, where David expressed his confidence in the Lord. How that God had forgiven him of his sins against the Lord. Because David himself even said, against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. That was David's confidence. And it was a good God who gave David forgiveness after he sinned. David's praise came from a thankful heart. A heart thankful for the one who had blessed him so greatly. But I wonder, do you and I thank God for all that he does for us? Do we praise him like David did? Do we thank him like David did? We must praise the Lord because he is good. As we read in verse 1 here in Psalm 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. But not only are we to praise the Lord because he is good. In verse 2 in Psalm 107, we must praise the Lord because he has redeemed us. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. But my attention was first drawn to this particular verse. It was with the words, do you know the say-so psalm? The say-so psalm? What do you mean, say-so psalm? Well, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You're redeemed. Say so. You know, we were once in the enemy's hands. If you look at the last part of verse 2 here, Psalm 107, that the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. We were once in the enemy's hands. Satan's hands. And the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 6, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey. We are servants, or we were servants, not that we are, but we were servants to Satan. We were bond slaves under sin. That was verse 16, and then Romans 6, verse 20. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. Yes. When you're the servant of sin, there's no righteousness. But you know, things have changed. Now Satan, we know, likes to control us. But when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us. And it is He who enables us to have victory over Satan. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new creature because we now have the Holy Spirit dwelling within. And when the Holy Spirit is dwelling within, we cannot be demon possessed. Satan can still trouble us, no doubt, but we cannot be demon possessed. So we must praise the Lord because He has redeemed us. Now, when I say that, I'm not sure that everyone here has been redeemed. There may be one or two or more that have never yet been redeemed. What does it mean to be redeemed? Literally, to redeem is to buy back. Something that at one time belonged to you now no longer belongs to you. Maybe you were short on cash and you went to cash converters. Not advertising. And you said, how much will you give me for my watch? Well, the watch band is broken, so I won't give you very much. How about $10? I'll take it. And then I realized, my wife and I have matching watches. I want to keep it. I'd like to get my watch back. You mean you want to redeem it? That's right. I want to redeem it. Well, you can redeem it for $15. It's going to cost me $5. But I want to buy it back. And so I do. That's the basic idea of redemption. A buying back. Man had a perfect relationship with God, but broke that relationship through sin. Christ died on the cross, paid the penalty for our sin, and the precious blood of Christ was the cost of our redemption. We can only be restored through the death of Christ. Thank God that Jesus was willing to die on the cross for our sins, for yours, for my sins. How wonderful that we have a Savior who has redeemed us. And if you have never done this before, I would plead with you today, confess your sins to God. Ask Him to save you. And if you do that, He will save you. He has promised, Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. He will save you. And then, having been saved, having been redeemed, praise the Lord because He has redeemed you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Have you been redeemed? Well, say so. Speak it out. When the Lord gives you the opportunity, be sure to praise Him. There may be opportunities tonight, to dinner, to share a word of testimony. during our watch night service. I know that's a long time from now, December 31st. Well, that gives you, what, 7 months to prepare? Giving you advance notice. Share a word of testimony. I've been redeemed, and I'm saying so. Wednesday night is prayer meeting time. We give opportunity for people to share, to say, thank God for redeeming me. But how many will actually do it? The psalmist says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so praise the Lord, because he has redeemed you. Now, if we go down to verse 9, for he satisfieth a longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. So, we should praise the Lord because he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. There's another reason why we should praise the Lord. Now, the satisfaction that this verse talks about is intended to be spiritual rather than material. But it is God alone who can satisfy the cravings of man's spiritual nature. This is what Charles Haddon Spurgeon said about this verse in his Treasury of David. As for thirst, he gives satisfaction. So for hunger, he supplies. He supplies filling. In both cases, the need is more than met. There is an abundance in the supply which is well worthy of notice. The Lord does nothing in a niggardly, that is a meager or a paltry or insufficient fashion. He satisfies and fills. Satisfying and filling are his peculiar modes of treating his gifts. None who come under the Lord's providing ever complain of shortcomings. God provides. He satisfies the longing soul. You're thirsty? He'll give you to drink. You're hungry? He fills the hungry soul with goodness. That is the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. So we must praise the Lord because he is good. We must praise the Lord because he has redeemed us. We must praise the Lord because he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. But then, let us also praise the Lord for his blessings upon our church, Covenant Bible Presbyterian Church, TB Church, Covenant Church. You may use different names there, but we must praise the Lord for his blessings upon our church. Think back to the beginning. Lord willing, tonight we'll have a few pictures of the early days. But you know, he has given us good growth. Can Jimmy refer to that? Started out Father Johnson's Sister Nancy's home. 40-some people. Today we have what? 140? I can't count that quick, because the children are not here. But the church is growing. We see that. There's numerical growth. But even more important, there is spiritual growth. People are being saved. People are becoming more Christ-like. People are more serving the Lord. Be fruitful in every good work. We see that as the Lord has blessed the church. Well, we say the last 2 years, but it's really 2+ years, isn't it? As we started out as the BP Fellowship, and now the BP Church. But we must thank God for the growth that we have seen. in the lives of people, the individuals, more Christ-like, willing to serve Him. When we have volunteers, ask for volunteers, people come forward. I'm willing to help. Thank God for that. And so we need to praise the Lord and thank the Lord for His blessings upon our church. We must praise Him also and thank Him for providing the facilities of the Avondale Baptist Church. Don't take it for granted. But we thank God for ABC, for the crisis. Remember how it all came about? Back in early 2009, we've been here now more than 3 years. Our meeting at Father Johnson's, Sister Nancy's home. And we were growing. We were bursting at the seams. Where can we go? Even Jimmy came here, talked to the pastor, Jim Gibbon. Lord willing, he'll be there tonight at our dinner. And Pastor Jim said, well, we don't have anybody meeting in the afternoon. Maybe you can meet. Why don't you, you know, take some more contact? So we did. And we came to look at the facilities. That was on Tuesday. Wednesday night, we discussed it at prayer meeting. Thursday, we presented an official letter to Him. On Sunday, we came here to worship. And after the service, He said, here are the keys. Took 1 week. The Lord provided. And we've been here ever since. First, just for our Sunday worship service. And then, we had our youth fellowship, and we wanted to start a junior fellowship, and we asked, can we meet here on Friday evenings? And they said, sure. And so we started meeting on Friday evenings as well. Prayer meeting continued at Brother Johnson and Sister Nancy's home. And then after we'd been there for a long time, they said, why don't we move the prayer meeting to the church building as well? Back to ABC. Do you think we could meet here on Wednesday night as well for Bible study and prayer meeting? And they said, yep, that's fine. And so now we are here. Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. Thank God for providing. When we had a young people's camp, we were able to meet here. Have our holiday Bible club for the children. We're able to meet here. We have another holiday Bible club coming up in October. High Saint has already said he'll be coming. But thank God that He has provided the facilities of the Avondale Baptist Church for us to use. Must thank God for that. And don't forget to say thank you to the ABC folks either. So thank God we can meet here. So He's given us as a church good growth. He's provided the facilities of Avondale Baptist Church. Thank Him too that He has provided us good leadership in the church. Borrowed elder, Chairman Ong from Life Church in Singapore. The deacons that He has given to us. And then the Lord is also providing already for the future of the church. We thank God. Preacher Mark Chen is with us today. He'll be speaking tonight at dinner. Pray that the application for his permanent residency has been submitted to the authorities. Pray that it will come in soon. Pray too for Brother Mark's ordination, examination in July, and then the ordination itself in September, Lord willing. But thank God for providing preacher to come in. Thank God for up and coming leaders. Even in the junior fellowship, the children do their own song leading. The children lead in prayer. You know, the adults that are there just more or less supervising to make sure that everything goes well. But you know, the children learn the junior fellowship, they go on to the youth fellowship, and by the time they come to the young adult fellowship or young working adults, they're quite accomplished already as leaders. And they will fit into the leadership of the church. An ongoing training program from when they're 5, 6 years old. But thank God for providing these upcoming leaders. So we see God's blessing. And so we must praise the Lord because He is good. We must praise the Lord because He has redeemed us. We must praise the Lord because He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. And we must praise the Lord for His blessings upon our church. As I was preparing for this message, I came across a quote by a man by the name of Harold Sala, S-A-L-A. I said, Harold Sala, I know him. He taught me the Greek alphabet and the rudiments of Greek. He is my first year Greek teacher. He got his PhD, was a grad assistant in those days, working on his doctorate and earning some money by teaching Greek to poor students like me. And Ivadan has a quite, he's older obviously than I am, so he would be well in his mid-70s at this stage. But started a radio program, has a 5-minute guidelines for living radio program, speaker going around speaking different places, U.S., Philippines, Romania, Ukraine, some of these countries, and also written at least 40 books, Bible teacher. So I was quite interested when I came across his name and read this quote. Let me read to you what he wrote. He says, some words were coined for use only by the children of God, and such is the word hallelujah. Actually, the word is Hebrew, a compound of two words, halal and yah. The first word, halal, means to praise, and the word yah is the word for God, the same word which gives us the word Jehovah. Simply put, the word, in other words, hallelujah, means praise be to God, or praise the Lord. This was the same word which captured the attention of George Frederick Handel, who wrote The Messiah. And he shall reign forever and ever, wrote Handel, with the words crescendoing, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is no wonder that Handel, who had barricaded himself into his room and practically neither ate nor slept as he wrote, later told a friend, it seemed as if heaven came down and filled my soul. It is understandable that the world does not grasp the meaning nor significance of the word hallelujah. For only those who have been redeemed can praise God for what He has done in bringing salvation to mankind. May we indeed praise the Lord because He is good. Praise Him because He has redeemed you. Praise Him because He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Praise Him for His blessings upon our church. Or, in the words of the psalmist, may we indeed praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men, to you, to me, to us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise Thee for Thy goodness, for Thy wonderful works to us. Lord, help us to praise thee, because thou art a good and wonderful God. Help us to praise thee, because thou hast redeemed us. Help us to praise thee, because thou dost satisfy the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. And Lord, may we also praise thee for thy blessings upon Covenant BP Church. We thank thee, Father, for all that thou hast done for us during these past 2 years. We praise thee indeed for thy goodness and for thy wonderful works. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.